And Dr. Schneider dictated a 6-minute walk test on William Cone, C-O-N-N. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 7/13/22, Mr. Cone performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 98%, period. After walking 374 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 98%, period. The paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Mulligan. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 7/13/22, Mr. Mulligan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 3/9/22. There's been some deterioration of lung function, period. New paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease showing some progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Fred Calder. This goes to Debbie Varnum. On 7/13/22, Mr. Calder performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was resolution of the patient's airways obstruction. However, the patient is left with a moderate reduction of forced vital capacity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/2/22, there's been some improvement in airflow, period. New paragraph impression, moderate restriction with... a reversible degree of airways obstruction showing some improvement, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Donna Johnson. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, comma, PA. On 7/13/22, Mrs. Johnson performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 2/22/22. There's been no change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Larry Cliborne, C-L-I-B-O-R-N-E. This goes to Natasha Anderson, comma, F-N-P. On 7/13/22, Mr. Cliborne performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There's no improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 2/22/22. There's been no significant change, period, in a paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Burch, B-U-R-C-H. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 7/13/22, Mr. Birch performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/10/21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Walty, W-A-L-T-E-Y, Surrett, S-U-R-R-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 7/13/22, Mrs. Surrett performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, And there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. There was no improvement after bronchodilators compared to a prior study data 2/22/22. There's been slight improvement. Period new paragraph compression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing slight improvement. Thank you.